Welcome to another installment of the Weird Pastor's Kid Podcast. I am your host, Shelton Williams, and we have got an amazing show for you today, okay? We are going to be talking about Kanye West's album, Jesus is King. And we're going to talk about it from all different angles. We're going to talk about the impact that that album has had. We're going to talk about the fears people have about the album. We're going to talk about the album. All right. So sit back, enjoy this take on Kanye West's Jesus is King. Let's get into it. Jesus is King. Boy, I just love saying that. No matter what or how the world may feel about this album, and I've seen different reviews. And what makes me upset is a lot of the, I don't want to even say to use the word secular, but people that are not in the Christian space are talking about this album and not asking Christians, like, Christians, how do you feel about this album? But here they are addressing this album, and they're not understanding the nuances. They're not understanding everything. But at the same time, even a negative review of this album, they got to say Jesus is King. And what I love about this album, man, is the impact that that name that is above every name is on people's lips. Where you have atheists, where you have people that don't know God, where you have Kanye West fans that are diehard Kanye West fans that are listening and hearing Jesus is King. Now, before the album, there was a lot of different things people were saying about it, right? People were like, man, is Kanye, you know, serious? Is this genuine? Is he just doing this to sell records? There were people in the Christian music community that were like, man, are they going to be cussing on the album? What will this album be about? You know, especially going back to the cussing thing, is like, you know, Chance, he had a gospel-themed mixtape. He doesn't consider it an album, The Coloring Book, and it was gospel themed. There were some songs that was about God, or songs, you know, that were about the faith and everything, but there was still a lot of cussing. There was still a lot of drug references. There's still a lot of sexual references. There's still, you know, all those different things. So it wasn't as fully embraced in the Christian music world. So that was a concern. They're like, man, is he going to go kind of the Chance route, where it's gospel inspired, but not really a gospel album? So what will the album be about? And then also, how will this impact the church? How will Kanye West's stance on certain things impact what the church does? Those are a lot of different questions that people had. And now, did the album address all the questions? Not all of it, but they did address some of it. So I love this album, man. I'm gonna be real with you guys. If you have not listened to this album, I don't care if you're a Christian or you're not. I mean, listen to this album. This is an album, and one of my favorite artists, they talked about, you know, they were excited that they have an album from Kanye that they can actually play, you know, with their kids in the car. It was very positive. It was very of course, you know, there weren't any cussing on it, but Kanye has had albums in the past. So for some of you Christians who don't know, Kanye has had albums in the past that had no cussing, okay? But what's great about this particular album is it was Jesus-centered. Every track had something, was either in a something like about his faith, or it alluded to his faith, things of that nature. And it's just a great, it's a good album to put out there in the ecosystem. And what I love is that I really believe that this is a real experience that Kanye is having with God. And I really think he had a true experience with God. Do I know that to be 100% true? No. But I really think that God has changed his heart, man. The theology on this album is good. It's not deep, but it's good. I mean, I can't be upset that his faith isn't deep on this album. Sometimes the only thing you can say is, man, I just know God saved me. That's it. I don't know nothing else. I don't know all these the right language to use. I don't know all that. But all I can tell you right now is Jesus saved me, man. That reminded me of, I think it was a guy who was blind in the Bible, and they were asking him different things. He was like, man, I don't know all that. All I know is Jesus, you know, healed me from, you know, that guy. I know he did that. And so I think that's just what Kanye is doing. Kanye isn't, none of these lyrics are deep. And to be honest, Kanye has never been a deep lyrical rapper. He's just been a great production. And he's had writers. So we know this. So we can't expect it to be too deep. But at the same time, I really enjoyed this album. From the opening track, okay, if you guys have not listened to it yet, I'm trying to get you guys in the right mode. The very first song on the album, which is called Every Hour, gets you in the mode of what this album is going to be about. Because, I'm going to be honest, I was a little skeptical. I'm like, man, what this album is going to be about. I went, listened to it on Spotify, and Every Hour just, it started playing, you know, and it was like, and all of a sudden you hear this choir singing, man, every hour, every minute, every, you know what I mean, every second, we need you, we need you. So every hour, every hour. The intro track made you realize, okay, this is really going to be a gospel album. It's really going to be focused, you know, on, you know, God and the things of God. And so you hear this choir, and it's like preparing you. It's almost like the intro track was preparing you for worship in a sense, right? Preparing you for what the journey that you're going to be on the album. And that's what I love about it. The only thing I didn't like about the intro, this Every Hour, was I wish it had some drums, man. If it has some drums in that thing, oh my goodness, it'd be lit. But it was nice. It was a good little every hour, every minute. Yeah, we need. And it reminded me, one, when it immediately drew people in. Whether you're a Christian or you're not, this choir just, it drew you in. It made you like, okay, I'm a little interested. And that's the first thing they teach you when you're a creative, whether you are in the ministry to preach the gospel, whether you are a podcaster, whether you're a YouTuber, whether you're a poet, whatever you do, they tell you, listen, you got to draw people in the first 10 seconds. If you don't draw somebody in the first 10 seconds, they're like, bro, I ain't listening to this no more. Like, you ever listen to a sermon, a guy walks up and you're like, bro, this seemed like it's going to be rough. And you ain't willing to listen anymore. But that's kind of, this Every Hour is drawing you in and it's making you like, man, interested in what Kanye has to say. So it's great. And I love it because, one, for people who are for black people that grew up in a black church, or maybe a white person grew up in a black church, whatever. That music, man, that black gospel music, it puts some familiarity, you're very comfortable hearing this, hearing the sound, this gospel sound coming from this choir. For many of us, it put us, you know, going to grandmama church, right? You man, grandmama used to pull you to church, and you like, man, I don't know why I'm here, but all of a sudden you hear that choir, so it just reminds you of that, or reminding you about your mom who played the black gospel music on a Saturday while she's cleaning up the house. Like, you remember that. That's a thing that, like, when you're black and you that's an experience thing that you have and you remember. And so this thing, Every Hour, it just puts you in that right frame of mind. And then Selah was the same thing, man, giving you that feel of the album. So it was really good. Man, he was quoting scriptures in this thing. And I love it to where he says, to whom the sun sets free is free indeed. He saved a wretch like me. So the first song, Every Hour, Every Minute, We Need You, Lord, it reminded me of, you know, when you're sitting in church and you're not in the black church. And I know I probably in a white church, they sing it too. But it's like, you know, you hear that. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour. I need thee. So you in that frame of mind. And then all of a sudden you hear, he saved a wretch like me. What does it remind you of? Amazing Grace. So you're hearing these hymns, you know, as he's doing this, it was putting you in that place like you're in church and the choir is singing and all this stuff is going on. And I love what he was saying in the Selah. So
God is king, we the soldiers. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gate, I ain't gotta peek over. Keeping perfect composure. When I scream at the chauffeur, I ain't mean, I'm just focused. I ain't mean, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah. Strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We the descendants of Abraham. Yea, should be made free. John 8:36. To whom the Son set free. Is free indeed. He say the wretch like me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Man, this album is so great. I am super excited for you guys to listen to this album. Go on your Spotify's, go wherever you need to do. Listen to this album, man. It's so good in its entirety. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to reviewing Kanye West's album, Jesus is King. So you have got to listen to this album and listen to Selah. It's such a good song, man. It just gets you in the right place for what this album is going to take, you know, where this album is going to take you emotionally. And so that's a really good album. And then the next song is where it surprised me, because here is Kanye rapping. So the first two songs, you get this kind of choir feel, this black gospel feel. And then that third song was like, boom, it's surprising because it went to like rap. So Kanye is actually rapping on this, like really rap. And that kind of took me by surprise, since, you know, the first couple of songs had, you know, gave me that churchy feel. But this got right back to the raps that I was, you know, I was like, okay. So this might be one of my favorites. Actually, yeah, this is one of my favorites on the album. And he says a lot of things on here that I was like, ooh, like he talked about his dad and that he screamed at his dad. His dad told him that ain't Christ-like. And he goes through this and he talks about how, like, why everybody going to tell me what, you know, when I'm not being Christ-like, but they never tell me when I am Christ-like. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he talks about that. And I thought that was really cool. So yeah, man, Follow God is one of my favorite songs on the album.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike.
The biggest one that everyone's been talking about is the close on Sunday. Because that line, close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. And cool. And don't get me wrong, the song, I mean, I get it. And it's a good song. I mean, it's a good song. I just feel like that line's corny. I mean, can we be real? I mean, I know some of you probably haven't listened to the album, but that one, that close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A, it's a little corny. Alright, it's a little corny. But he was saying stuff on this track that I found good. He says on there, hold the selfies, put the gram away. So forget Instagram for this. This is Sunday. Forget about Instagram. And he says, get your family. Y'all hold hands and pray. And so one thing I like about Kanye on this album is it's not too preachy. And some people may think this is a little preachy here, but I feel like it's just positive. Like, man, on Sunday, you know, forget Instagram, forget the internet, forget all this stuff. And let's be around our family and let's hold hands and pray. Let's focus on God on this day. And I like how he's talking, saying, man, when you got daughters, always keep them safe. So protect your daughters. And then what I love about him is when he's talking about, you know, the sons too, raise our sons, train them in the faith, through temptations, make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus, listen and obey. No more living for the culture. We no body slave.
Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies. Put the gram away. Get your family. Y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one. With the lemonade. Raise our sons. Train them in the faith. Through temptations. Make sure they're wide awake. Follow Jesus. Listen and obey. No more living for the culture. We nobody slave.
Interesting. So all of that's good. And I'm going to say this, and I'm gonna mention this a few times. I like Kanye's album, and I love that we're hearing this from Kanye. I have heard Christian rappers do a better job of these same themes than Kanye's doing right now. I've heard better Christian rap albums. I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard some great Christian rap artists who do a way better job than what Kanye's presenting. However, I am not mad at all with what Kanye... This is Kanye's first album trying to do the gospel thing. So I'm not upset about it, okay? But let's talk about this though for a second. Follow Jesus, listen and obey. Let's think about it for a second. I think I've heard a sermon where those were the three points. Follow Jesus, listen and obey. Okay? And follow Jesus. We know that we need to follow him, follow after God. We know we need to do that. The Bible says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. And for many of us, man, and I'm gonna be, let's be real, we're not following after God like we should, right? And we might be sit back here judging Kanye, saying, man, Kanye ain't real, Kanye ain't no real Christian. But I want you to point in your own life and realize that sometimes we are not real Christians. Some of us in here, man, we are just walking the walk, talking the talk, but ain't walking the walk, is what I meant to say. Let's be real, man. Some of us really live like practical atheists. Like, where in your time today, on your Wednesday, when did you find time for God today? When did you find time to spend with God? See, so many of us got excuses. We sit back and say, God knows my heart. It's yada, yada, yada. No, no, no. God, you can sit back and make excuses that God knows your heart, but you better find time for God. So I ask, you know, are you following Jesus? You know, for me personally, man, I'm going to tell you with this. My cross, man, is my insecurity. There's so much stuff that the devil will play on your mind. And I won't say the devil, man, just like these negative thoughts play on your mind. Because, you know, we all blame the devil for everything. And sometimes the devil is you. Okay. But I have these evil thoughts in my mind about, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not worth it. You know, and all this different stuff. And I got to pick up that cross and say, even though I may feel this way, I'm going to still follow after God. Even though there are times I don't like myself, I'm still going to pick up my cross. I'm still going to follow Jesus. So we got to follow Jesus, man. And we got to listen to the word of God. And we just got to obey it. The biggest commandment we hear is Jesus is, you know, as Jesus, you know, telling us is we need to love our God with all our heart, mind and soul. We need to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. Those are the two. Forget everything else. I know we like to overcomplicate Christianity, but Christianity is boiled down to those two things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those two things, focus on them. And obey those things, man. All right. And no more living for the culture. We no body slave. We ain't living for the culture. We're not living for what the standard that the world may have. And there's some Christian rappers that have done this better. I'm sorry. But I mean, Lecrae has an album called Rebel. I mean, it's kind of better than this. Okay. The first track on that, and I'm not trying to compare Kanye with Lecrae because I know too many people doing that, but Lecrae has an album called Rebel, has a song called Rebel, where he's like, Jesus was a rebel, renegade, outlaw, sanctified, troublemaker, but he never sinned, no. And he lived his life by a different set of rules. The culture ain't approved, so they know they had to bruise him. That's what they do. Man, they swear they so gangster. Everyone the same. Everybody do the same stuff. Tattoos, piercing, smoking up and drinking. Money and sex, plus the mixed traffic and weekends. Man, if that's the high man, I puff puff past that. You can evaporate like it's in a casket. I know I'm past that. I'm in rebellion. I'd rather give you a dollar in a pocket than a million. Scared of worship money, I walks over and Leon. I'm a main a rebel by the rest of y'all, just carry on. I forget some of the words, but that's how it go. Like, literally, he's rapping about the culture in that song. I'm mad that I forgot the lyrics just now. For real. Y'all, I'm super mad because I'm the biggest Lecrae fan. I can't believe I forgot the lyrics on mic. But needless to say, he's talking about the culture and how Jesus did not live by the culture. He rebelled against what society and what people wanted him to be like. He rebelled that stuff. And so we as Christians need to rebel what the culture wants us to do, what the standard that the culture has for us, and say, man, we want to live like Christ.
Jesus was a rebel, renegade, outlaw, sanctified, troublemaker, but he never sinned, no. And he lived his life by a different set of rules. That's right. The culture ain't approved, so you know they had to bruise him. That's the way they do, man, they swear they so gangster. Everyone the same, everybody do the same stuff. Tattoos, piercings, smoking up and drinking. Money and sex, plus them extravagant weekends. Man, if that's the highlight, my puff puff past that. You live evaporated like missing the gas.
I've heard people have, you know, be able to make this a better concept. But even though I feel like these lyrics might be a little weak, they still got some truth to a lot of stuff. So a lot of stuff is good, man. My favorite thing is that he's using his platform to talk about what God has done in his life. God is my favorite track on the album because it's the meatiest conversation about his faith. So if some of you guys are like, man, I don't know if I like this, or I don't know if I want to listen to Kanye, listen to God Is, because God is really Kanye's expression of what he believes God is in his life, or what about what God has done for him. You know, everything that I felt, praise the Lord, worship Christ with the best of your portions. And if I can preach on this, okay? Some of us are not giving God our best. We giving God secondary stuff. And I'm saying that today as I'm like convicted, because I feel like I gave a lot of my best to other things today, but I didn't give God my best. And I'm being honest with myself, because I'm being a creative. I gave hours I've spent on this podcast. I've recorded another thing for the podcast earlier today. It totally messed up. I gave the best of my time, you know, I felt like, to this podcast and other things, and I didn't give the best of my portions to God. But here's Kanye saying, worship God with the best of your portions. And sometimes we give God our absolute worst. Like, okay, God, I'm gonna give you Sunday, but I'm not gonna give you my life. Like, God, I'm gonna give you this, but I'm not gonna give you that. So, like, let's be real. A lot of us say we Christians, we go to church on Sunday, da da da, but we don't want to live out the truth of the Bible. We sit back and make excuses for it. Like, oh no, I'm not gonna live like that. Like, I don't want to be crazy. I don't want to be radical. You know, I don't want to do all those different things. I don't care if the person I'm dating is saved or not. I don't care if I don't care about trying to keep my life clean and pure before I get married. Those things I don't care about, but I love the culture of Christianity, but I don't want to actually live out the workings of Christ. Some of us, let's be real, you don't want to take your Christianity to the next level. You are not giving God your best portion. You're not worshiping Christ with the best of your portions. And that is me too. How many of us, man, we sit back and we, and let's not say how many of us, me, let's focus on me. There are many times that I have not given God the best of my portions. Going to church, praising and worshiping God, but not responding to my own wife appropriately. Like, sometimes when you mad, you just saying something, you're like, oh, snap, baby, I'm sorry. But you've got to, because worshiping God is not just singing good songs. The best way to worship God is showing God that he's worth it by living out his commandments. But worship God with the best of your portions. That's what we must do. And so God is such a great expression of God, you are wonderful. God, you are great. And because you are great, this is, you deserve this. And what I want, let's do a God is challenge. You know, I just thought about it. What is God to you? If you can write down or do like a psalm and just something quick, what is God to you? I want to hear it. So we do voice memos. You can do voice memos on the Anchor app. If you want to go on Anchor, find the Weird Pastor's Kid. I don't know if you listen to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. Go on, download Anchor Podcast. Find the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast and express to me, do a voice memo and express what God is to you. Let's do a God is challenge. Let's do it. A God is challenge. What is God to me? God is, and Kanye put what God is to him. And I'm going to tell you, it's very Bible centric. I love what Kanye had to say. And so I love that, man. So you can tell that this album has impacted me personally, because I'm sharing it. And I love that the very last album, my very last song, I mean, on this album, he says, it's 46 seconds or 47. It's 46, 47 seconds. And it's Kanye saying, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow.
What I love about this is this is a track where he's mentioning, and the track is called Jesus Lord, okay? But there will come a time where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And so, of course, God don't need Kanye to do that. But it's crazy that there's probably going to be people singing this. And they're going to be a part of the prophecy that every knee will bow. But it had nothing. But there will come a time, there will come a day where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee will bow. And I love how he ends it with that. I wish the song was longer. I wish he had more to say. But he took a straight Bible, biblical verse, and he put it into a song. And there will come a time where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I do believe that Kanye had a true relationship with God. I firmly, firmly believe that. But this album, I'm going to be honest, the album is good. It's not great. But when we first got saved, some of us, we didn't have much to say. Like, all we knew was that Jesus saved us. So if you're going to critique Kanye that this album wasn't deep enough, didn't share enough, well, one, how deep were you spiritually when you first got saved? Two, lyricism is never Kanye's forefront. The production on this album is great because Kanye is an amazing producer. His ear is great. I listened to someone that said, man, if Kanye would have had this with Kirk Franklin, this album would have probably been amazing. And that's very much true, all right? But definitely, man, I'm glad I was able to talk about the album. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you.
Jesus is King. Yes, he is. And I really believe Kanye is a believer. I think that he has a wonderful experience with God, and it changed his heart. And like I said earlier, man, there's no way for me to know that for sure. But this is what it seems like with the interviews that he's done and with just this music in general, is I really believe that he had a true encounter with God. And I have seen some Christians that have been like, and you basically, there ain't no way Kanye really saved and all this other stuff. And Kanye did talk about y'all on the album, talking about how you Christians love to judge and things of that nature. So y'all need to watch that. But I do think that there is, I do think that Kanye is for real and he's genuine and when he's doing this. But what I'm worried about is Christians' hearts. I think that our hearts, we need to keep our hearts in check, because there's a couple things that I'm worried about. One thing I'm worried about is the fact that we as Christians love to have a mascot. We love to have somebody that we can praise, we can lift up, that we can, you know, that we can be our Messiah. And because I really believe Christians have a Messiah complex. Yes, we do. Many of us, man, we are looking for someone to lift up. We are looking because we cannot see God. We're looking for somebody else almost to replace him on earth. We look at the Tim Tebow's of the world. Or we look at Kanye West now, or Tori Kelly, or Lecrae at some portion, or Toby Mac, or whoever. You can put in whoever you want in that spot. As we love to have a mascot, we love to have somebody that can make Christianity seem cool. And I think that's what I'm afraid of, is that there are some Christians and we got to check our hearts. The only reason why we are so excited about this is because Kanye can make Christianity cool. And that's not what we want. We should not be using Kanye for a cool pass. This is not high school, okay? So our faith is not a high school thing. We're not trying to be at the cool table. We're not trying. That's not what our faith is there for. So we do not need a mascot, okay? And I think that is what I'm afraid of, is that we're using Kanye like we use so many different artists as a mascot to make us feel great. Aren't we cool? Because if Kanye is a Christian, then I'm cool now. If this person is a Christian, then I'm cool. And I feel like our insecurities makes us want a mascot. And we really don't need it, okay? All we need is God. All we need is Jesus. And that's the thing that I'm really worrisome for, because many of us, we do not... And also, let's be honest. Many of us want these celebrities to become Christians because we don't want to do what God has called us to do. We do not want to do the Great Commission. We do not want to share and tell the world about Jesus. We just want celebrities to be on their platforms to share Christ, because we're like, man, if you doing that, then I don't have to talk to my neighbor. We want the government. We want celebrities to do what God has called us to do. And John the Baptist is so different. John the Baptist said that he must increase, Jesus, and I must decrease. But many of us think that the best way to share the gospel is for us to get famous so that we can then tell other people about Jesus that way. And that's the wrong way to do things. John the Baptist said, man, I don't care if I'm famous. I don't care if I'm big time. Then what I care more about is that he must increase and I must decrease. And what I am afraid about is that we have our theology and we have our insecurities. It's just so out of place, because we are trying to use Kanye for our own Christian agenda, quote unquote. And that's what I'm afraid of. So as much as I'm excited for this transformation that I'm seeing from Kanye, please do not allow our hearts to be swayed to the point of we want Kanye to be the mascot for Christianity. That's not what this is here for. So let's pray for Kanye's transformation. Pray for him on this journey. Pray that he has people around him that will check him spiritually, that will not just be yes men for his spiritual walk with God, but that we're able to walk with him and show him how great Jesus is. So that's kind of where I am with that, guys. I really hope that could be helpful. We're going to take one more quick break, and then I'll be right back with you. All right, guys, we are back. This has been a great episode. I'm so happy. I'm so excited that we can talk about Kanye West and this new album. I am super excited about this. So I hope this compels you to listen to the album. Hope this compels us to pray for Kanye, because that's the most important thing for us right now, since many of us that are listening are not friends with him. So I just pray that we will just pray for him. And also, guys, when it comes to celebrities and it comes to people that we don't really know that well that are saying that they're Christians, I hope that our first reaction is not disbelief, but I hope that we will believe them until their fruit shows otherwise. I think that's what, and I know many of us should be cautious. We're scared. We're nervous about, man, I don't know if I should, you know, let my kids listen to Kanye or whatever, whatever. I get I get being cautious. But when it comes to the Kanye, the man, I'm not talking about Kanye, the musician, but Kanye, the man, I think we should believe him until his fruits show otherwise. And let's pray that he will have, like I said, have people around him that will love him and care for him. Okay. Now, I will say this before we go. There are Christian rappers that have done a better job when it comes to this. All right. So if you guys ever want to listen to some Christian rappers, give me a holler. I know some great, great Christian rappers, man. Like I said, you know, Lecrae, I mentioned Andy Mineo, Trip Lee, Tadashi, 1K Few, Aha Gazelle, it's Aha. Swoop is really good. KB, NF, Flame, the list goes on and on. Derek Minor. Like, I can tell you so many different people. So if you want to hear Christian themes, you know, with rap music, I'm the person to talk to. All right. And so, yeah, man, this has been another installment of the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. If you listen to the podcast, you're like, man, this guy is weird. You're absolutely right. Listen to the podcast, you're like, man, this guy is really a pastor's kid with all those Bible verses. You're absolutely right as well. This is the Weird Pastor's Kid podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, do it for Christ. You're trying to figure out what to do with your life. You make a lot of money, hope you're doing it right. Because the money is God, you better steward it right and stay focused. You ain't got no ride, your life ain't wrapped up in what you drive. The clothes you wear, the job you work, the color of your skin, now you're Christian first. People get to living for a job, make a little money, start living for a car. Get my wife, a house, kids, and a dog. When they retire, they're living high on the hog. But guess what, they didn't ever really live it all. To live is Christ, and that's Paul, I recall. To die is gain, so for Christ we give it all. He's the treasure you can never find in them all. See your money, your singleness, marriage, talent, your time. They will alone. Need you to show the world that Christ is divine. That's why it's Christ in my rhymes. That's why it's Christ all the time. See, my whole world is built around him. He's the life in my life. I refuse to waste my life. He's too true to chase that ice. Here's my gift of time, cause I'm constantly trying to be used to praise the Christ. If he's truly raised to life,